This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Resource-rich Colorado left behind hundreds of ghost towns across the state. When most people think of these destinations, they imagine mountain towns abandoned after mining or gold operations dried up. But Colorado's northeastern plains are also home to several forgotten towns. As part of our Community Spotlight series, KUNC's Grace Hood reports on one such place whose history still lives on today.
Kyoto's silver water tower shines in the bright daylight. It's not the only remains of the town that was first founded in 1888 along the now-defunct Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy rail line. Walk to the corner of Roland Oak and Tioga Avenues, green street signs that are still standing, and you find a bright yellow house.
You and I are not going to be able to even walk up to the front porch.
Today, you open up the gate and find nothing but mounds and mounds of tumbleweeds. Peggy Ford Waldo is with the City of Greeley Museums.
Several years, or at least a couple years worth of very dried tumbleweeds.
I'm kind of interested in what this sounds like. It's very dry here.
This house used to be occupied by Ariel Sandstedt. She grew up in it during the 20s and 30s. It later became a quilting hub.
There was a tremendous amount of activity with quilters coming from around the entire region here to go through this house.
Kyoto is a speck on the map, but it was visited by novelist James Michener when he wrote Centennial in the 1970s. People who grew up in Kyoto still hold reunions to talk about town life. So why has it captured so many people's imaginations? It could be the entrepreneurial spirit in Clyde Stanley. Next door to the Yellow House, we walk to an abandoned brick building with boarded up windows. It's the old general store and headquarters for the Kyoto newspaper, which Stanley ran.
He had bought the Erie News and the Lafayette News. He moved his printing equipment in 1911 out here and founded the Kyoto News.
And so this town was big enough that it had a newspaper.
Right, and a small opera house and a fire department. It had churches. It had a school, very beautiful school.
In fact, Kyoto town life in the 1920s is the subject of a History Colorado Center exhibit, which involves a recreated general store, railroad depot, even a fictional ride in a Model T Ford.
Hi, Joe, Bridget, where are you two going?
We're going to visit grandmother's house.
We'll pull over so you can pass.
Kyoto really was a story we were interested in because of the people, because of the environment.
Elisa Zaylor is with the History Colorado Center and helped design the exhibit in Denver. She says there are many parts of Kyoto that embody the Colorado spirit.
People who endured hardship, who may have sometimes failed as far as the town, but whose enduring spirit led them on to other endeavors.
And nobody symbolized that better than Clyde Stanley, the newspaper guy. Back outside his boarded-up home, Greeley History Museum's Peggy Ford Waldo says when business got tough in the 20s, Stanley stayed, running a general store and a post office. And he turned his printing press toward another goal.
He primarily printed the type of forms that postmasters in third and fourth class post offices, small post offices, would need. And then he just did some other kinds of printing on his own.
Seems like kind of a sharp entrepreneur. I mean, he's able to reinvent himself based on the needs around, the business needs.
He did. Yeah.
After a population and farming boom during World War I, the town's population began to decline in the 20s and 30s. Clyde Stanley was one of the last residents to leave in the 1970s. Kyoto was eventually unincorporated in 1991. Ford Waldo says visiting the town today highlights powerful individual stories and Colorado's collective history.
We don't, as people, always set our visions on the amazing things close to us. We plan trips far away. And so finding all of this excitement and interest in your own backyard, you maybe have to work at or make a determined effort, I guess, to do.
And all it takes is a day trip to the Eastern Plains. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
This story was produced as part of our Community Spotlight series.